welcome back to another episode of Life as a Freelancer podcast, brought to you by Times Life. I am your host, Noctula Quella, and today's episode is a ride, literally. Our guest is Lulama, who's had quite the journey from the world of office desk to driving for Bolt, all while being a wife and mom and still holding on to her passion for journalism and communication. Lulama, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Noctula. Thank you for having me.
Unjani.
Yeah, Pete, Unjani.
I'm very well, thanks. I don't know why I'm starting by laughing, but it's so lovely to have you here. Like, we met last week at a Bolt event and you're a woman Bolt driver, and here we are today.
Yes, yay. It's amazing, eh?
I love it. Saying from journalism school to Bolt driver, you've really embraced the twists and turns. Let's hit reverse for a moment. What was the dream when you first chose journalism?
Okay, when I chose journalism, I wanted to be a newsreader.
Yeah.
I was inspired by Umam Nokolo Khrotbom. I used to watch, like, every day when she reads the news, I would be there sitting, watching, thinking, one day I want to read the news just like she does, because she would do, like, so beautifully.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's an inspiration to many, not just to myself.
Absolutely.
So, yes, then when I completed my diploma in journalism, the opportunity that came was not to be a broadcast journalist, but as a print journalist.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's what I worked as. But I still want to one day.
Okay.
Get into newsreading.
No, that's very interesting because that's very interesting because when I visualize my higher self, I just see myself as a news anchor. So I also take inspiration from the likes of Abo Mam Nokolo Khrotbom. Like, she was just so effortless in what she did. I actually, at some point, I tried to, like, do my news reading in isiZulu, which I'd still love to do, actually, because that's my language.
Yes.
But, yeah.
And like, you flow.
Yeah, and you flow, right? Mm. So I completely, completely get what you're saying. So obviously, life had other plans, as it often does. You ended up in an office job instead. And was there ever a moment where you thought, maybe I missed my calling after leaving print, or did you always know you'd come back to it someday, as you said that you have desires of now pivoting back into journalism?
Yes, I missed my calling. As much as I'm grateful for the opportunity I got where I worked in the office job,
yeah,
I have always known that I don't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
And It was a great opportunity to gain experience, but I've always known that I don't belong there. I want to one day go back to what I studied for and what I'd always wanted to become.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, like you say, life happens, life gets in the way. I think the pressure of coming from a home where things are not my mom is a single mom.
Yes.
So the pressure was for me to, as soon as I finish my diploma, get a job, start working.
Yeah.
And when that did not happen at the pace that I wanted it to happen,
yeah,
I took whatever opportunity that I could get. So I'm at a point now where I'm like, okay, I do need the money. Yes, I need a well-paying job.
Yeah.
But I need to go back to what I wanted initially.
To what you want.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. And it's truly admirable that your character is able to be honest with the situation and sort of, like, humble yourself and be like, you know what, let me just take what's there in order for me to survive.
Yes.
At the moment while navigating. And that takes me back. I mean, that takes me towards my next question, whereby currently you are a woman Bolt driver, which is, It's rare because we barely come across, as passengers or as riders, we barely come across women Bolt drivers, like, sort of like a norm to ride in a male-driven car. And here you are as a woman Bolt driver. You've got your household that you manage, etc. How did that begin and how is it going?
Okay, so I became a Bolt driver in March this year.
Yeah.
This is after I got retrenched in December from where I was working in the office job.
Yeah.
So 2 months later, I was like, okay, so nothing is coming up. I need to think of a plan. Let me use my car and get into Bolt.
Yeah.
And especially because there is a need for women drivers in the e-hailing business.
Yes.
There's not too many of them. I don't know how many people I've met. Go Bolt would say, yo, it's my first time getting into a ride being driven by a female driver.
Mm.
I actually feel much more safer.
Yes.
It's more comfortable. And sometimes you get people that request for their kids and you'd be like, When you get to the destination, they're so grateful that it's a woman driver,
yeah,
because obviously the anxiety that with everything that's going on around, you never know what's going to happen.
Truly.
So, yes, that's what I decided to do.
I really love that feature. And it's so fun that I actually got to request your ride when I was leaving the event. Yes. How do you keep your playlist fresh? Like, I love music. So how do you, like, because you spend your whole day in the car. How do you keep your playlist fresh? And what's the craziest passenger story?
I'm laughing as I think about the story. Okay, let's start with the playlist.
Yeah.
I change. First of all, I will start my day with a gospel playlist.
Nice. Yeah.
Even before I leave the house,
yeah.
I start my day with a prayer. Get into the car, I pray gospel just to get inspiration for the day.
Yeah.
And then obviously between the breaks I take throughout the day, I will also change the genre. I'll move maybe from gospel to Afropop or to something. Yeah. So I change the genres throughout the day.
Nice.
Yes. And then the crazy story. So this other time in my hood where I stay.
Yeah.
And I was just about to knock off, but I got this one request and I was like, okay, let me just take this last one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was around 7 past 6 in the evening towards 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So I get this request and then when I get there, it's a bunch of teenagers.
Sure.
And rowdy. They're like, yes, yo, it was crazy. They've got a speaker playing loud music. Yo. They've got alcohol. I think there was like 5 of them. Lapo, the request is only for 2 people.
Bahlupa.
And then they start by apologizing. With, ay, mom, so you know those kids.
Yeah, of
they
course.
They call you mom.
Yeah, we are at that age. So they.
I refuse, guys. I cannot be.
Well, at least I do not mamzo.
I don't like umamzo. I don't like auntie. I don't know what I want to be called. It makes me feel so old.
I know.
But anyway, so then they come inside. Before they come inside, they apologize that I know there's too many of us.
Yeah.
We're going to pay you triple the amount.
Wow.
Obviously, I'm going to say yes because I want the money. And secondly, these are young kids and I can say, Wuti, they've been having a nice time.
Yeah, shame.
It's getting late. I feel like they'll be more safer with me than with, I don't know, whoever that's going to come next, if they're going to be understanding and patient with them.
Yeah.
So I decided to take them in and then on our way to where I'm supposed to drop them off, they change their mind. Now they want to go to a club. And it's hypocritical. Guys, aren't you supposed to be going home? Be like, no, I still want to have fun. It's my cousin's birthday.
Yeah.
Like they were making noise, and even in the car, even asking to connect their phones to play their choice of music. I don't even relate to what they're playing. It was crazy. It was crazy, but... Yeah, it was. I actually enjoyed it at the same
That's
time.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It sort of reminds you, like, I don't know, like, some of us were a bit wildish at some point in our younger years, and you're just like, wow.
Yes.
I actually used to be like this. Like,
you're like, hey, was I like that?
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. So, Lulama, you're a wife and mom, as I said. So, balancing everything, it's not a small thing. What does a day look like in the life of Lulama? Like, I know today you took your son to sports or yes, Olympics, and you also had other commitments as well.
Exactly.
And now you're here in studio. Like, how is it?
From the time you wake up, it's crazy until evening.
Yeah.
So a typical day would be me waking up at around 5 o'clock.
Sure.
Sometimes 5:30.
Yes.
Yes. And then I'll get the kids ready, obviously with the assistance of my husband.
Yeah.
We get them ready for school, and then he will drop them off at school, and then that's when I start my driving, and then I drive around the whole day, and then towards the afternoon when they have to now come back home, I set trips towards my direction so that
makes sense.
Yeah, I can get closer to home.
Yeah. Oh, that's quite
that's
structured.
Like, yeah.
Now let's shift some gears, you know. Just a bit. So you've got your eyes on getting back into journalism and communications, and I'm really interested in that as a person who's in the comms field. So do you have like a game plan? Are we talking writing, content creation, maybe a podcast of your own? Like, what do you like intend to do from here?
Definitely writing.
Yeah.
Definitely writing. As much as I had wanted to be a broadcast journalist, but I fell in love with writing when I worked as a print journalist.
Yeah.
I felt like that's where I actually flourish a lot. But I still do want to look into news reading if there's an opportunity. But I will start off by writing.
Why not? Sky is not even the limit.
Exactly.
And this is a podcast for freelancers. Like, we navigate together. So you must also utilize tools like social media to get yourself out there and just be intentional about what you intend to achieve.
What I want to do. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. It's so inspiring that you managed to do it all. Like, looking ahead, if you could just fast forward 5 years from now. I hate that question, but I'm going to ask you, what's your dream scenario? Where do you see yourself?
I also don't like that question. It's so challenging.
It's quite tedious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 years from now, it would be nice to own my own media company.
Yeah.
That's actually what I want to do.
That's boss.
There was a time when I was working in East London, because we're from the Eastern Cape, né?
Yeah.
So that's where I got most of the exposure and the experience and even studied journalism in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
So when I worked there, we worked for a women magazine, and I was like an event journalist for the magazine, and I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't only about that. Like, we're doing other things as well.
Yes.
So yeah, that's something I also want to do for myself, maybe in the next 5 years, just to own my own
media
company and have my own women magazine.
Why not?
yeah,
that sounds great. Like, when I started my career, like, one of the people that I think of is Yokanyi Tlomo.
Like, yes, you know, those kind,
women,
you know,
like her, like, they just so sort of like pave the way to show that it's doable.
Yes.
So I really like the idea. As someone who also has an online magazine, like, I dream of it being like, you know, your tourism magazine that you open when you're on a flight somewhere. So yeah, like, I really like that. Also, I've got to say that your story is proof that it's never too late to circle back to what you love, even if you take a few detours along the way. I know detours very well. And right now, I'm looking to pivot into tech. I'm not going to leave the media industry as a whole.
That's
but
amazing.
I feel like as you grow, you want to stabilize life as well. So I feel like the whole tech thing, I want to ride onto that. So it's really inspiring that you actually like circling back. So so yeah.
That's amazing, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks, girl. With you. thank you. Wrap for today's episode of Life as a Freelancer podcast, brought to you by Times Life. If you enjoyed this ride, don't forget to hit that follow button. We are available on Yono FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Share it with your friends and colleagues. And remember, the road to your dreams isn't always straight. Sometimes you got to make a few U-turns. Until next time, keep the hustle going and stay true to your journey.